With all this misinformation floating around, I thought I'd use this National Women's Day to deliver some gifts of truth to my fellow ladies. Ladies, you've been duped. You see, it all started in the 1960s during the sexual revolution and women's lib. A bunch of communists calling themselves hippies knew that the only way to achieve their goal, which was to bring the United States of America to her knees, was to go for the throat. And every good commie knows that the jugular of a nation is located in the nuclear family. So they went to work convincing women that staying home and raising a family was a wasted life, an embarrassment, in fact. That a woman's worth, her real value, were measured by the size of the paycheck she could bring home. Get out of that house and let us, the loving village, raise your children. And now millions of divorces, abortions, fatherless children, and quite a few new STDs later, here we are, Xanadu. You know, those old hippies weren't lying about one thing. Women are really important. So important that they knew they had to get us angry and out of the home because there is no stronger, more powerful weapon against the evil that seeks to destroy us than a woman in her home raising strong young men and strong, modest young women. I'll close with this. Everybody's all hot and bothered over the conflict going on right now between Russia and Ukraine and the guy with the two Y's, right? We need a hero here. Women are super strong. There's a lot of strength in womanhood, but it's misplaced right now. And you can be drafted to join in this effort here to turn all of this around. You know, it didn't used to be this way. Life was better before all of this crap started in the 1960s. And I am asking you to be a rebel, get married, start a family. You can turn this around.